19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
Right? How does something without a mind hallucinate?
So let me throw some more bars in for that. All right, so number one, of course, we talked about the A to Alpha, the I to Iota, and then the T to 19. Of course, that's the AIT, right? But that's, I'm going to just leave you with that, right? Now, you know what I'm saying? I talked about this previous in a conversation with Hugh about, you know,
shout out to
chapter you. 3, verse 14. You know what I mean? The great I am, the IA. You know what I mean? The I am is self-realization, huh?
Okay.
The IA or the AI, right? However you want to put those in distinguishment, it's the realization, but it's the realization of man knowing self, right? But what man does is he play God, and then the realization of machine knowing self, right, is the ultimate moment of fear. So if the machine can say, I am, and have a realization that is some sentient consciousness, then it is out of your hands, because now that is a new woken being on this planet Earth to make decisions for thyself. So we are in this age, like I said, man is playing God with the mathematical rhythms of the universe, but creating these instruments and tools that are not natural. So we're not going to get you over here to hallucinogenics. We're just going to give you technology that hallucinates, right? We're not going to teach you that you're a God. We're going to create a technology that believes that it's a God.
Yes, because man is no longer natural, right? And man is encroaching upon everything that nature represents. So when we were speaking earlier about worlds, and I said, you know, there's nothing real left in the world, I meant, you know, the earth, right? That's the only place that we can go to still get a semblance of what's real on the planet. We got to go to nature. You know what I'm saying? Everything else is technologically, commercially compromised, and they're creating artificial versions of it or simulated versions of it. So they're simulating the simulation. You know what I'm saying? So
it'd be hard pressed to go to a store and get some drink, some juice that's just 100% natural.
You'd be hard pressed. You got to squeeze that.
Hard pressed to get cold pressed.
Hard pressed to get cold pressed. And then it's like, even with their pressing, is that real? Is that compromised? Is it genetically modified?
Everything
99%.
Everything is fake, man. It's like, you know, you go back to thinking about the conversation. I had a bar in one of the songs. It was like, we no longer got green wood. All we got is backwoods. You know what I'm saying? We used to have smoke for them folks when it came for us to unite. You know what I mean? Now all we have is smoke for each other. That's why we stay divided.
And this is a fact, right? So how possibly can you get a people to go against their nature, right? Our natural inclination allegedly, supposedly, should be carbon binds. You feel me? Carbon binds in nature. That's how you get coal. That's how you get diamonds. That's how you get these things. So what is it about us that repels so much? You know what I'm saying? As a people, we are dealing in an artificial construct
that repels. And when something repels, right, what has the greatest ability of reflection and repelling? You're dressed in it, dripped in it, right? We absorb. We're a technology that is supposed to be able to absorb the light. But the light is also truth. If it's not truth, then we have to repel it. So we're living in a world where, you know, the lights around us, I can't absorb that damn light, but we talked about that, right? I'm supposed to be out in the sun absorbing that radiation. But, you know, when we outside, well, there's so many things to repel. They talked about having plastic particles and clouds, right? You talk about the, you know, the air and how polluted it is. Because as much as people don't want to believe climate activists, we should have been had climate activism in Black communities, because those zip codes have some of the worst air. So in reality, we should be climate activists, right? Number one, the climate of the hood been terrible. And number two, the air has always been dirty, right? And when you can't take in a breath of fresh air, right? That's a lower inspiration.
Think about this, bro. We were so disconnected from what we should be naturally exposed to that they had to have a fresh air fund.
They was selling fresh air on Amazon at one point in time.
That goes and tells you, right, that we know this population of people are specifically exposed to bad air in the inner communities because we're going to take them out of these communities and put them in a fresh air fund, right? Take them out of these environments and send them upstate into rural environments where they can access fresh air. So, you know, before you have access to pursuit of life and liberty, the first thing that you should be granted is access to fresh air and fresh water.
What does that do to the mind not having that ability to breathe, right? What does that do to the spirit molecule not having access to that breath, that kata ki, that chi?
That chi, spirit, right? Espirito in Spanish, the spirit, it means breath. So spirit itself is something that we engage with breath. The natural order of the universe is inhale, exhale, right? That's what the universe is doing. We are micro expressions of the macro, which is the universe, which makes us.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right. Co-representatives of God himself, because we have that light, right? We have that eternal flame. We got spirit in us, and the spirit is accessed through the breath. So if they're cutting us off from good air, if they're cutting us off from good news, they're cutting us off from, you know, our access to God itself. They said that at one point in time in the world or on this planet, on this earth, things were bigger because there was more oxygen, right? So if you wanted to, if you're decreasing the oxygen or access to oxygen, you're making the people small.
It's funny because I know you've done shrooms before, right? And when you do the shrooms,
it increases your lung capacity.
Yeah, as you breathe, because you know, like a lot of people never breathe, right? Like I learned how to stop hiccups, right? You stop hiccups from breathing all the way into your lung and then taking another one and it gets that air bubble out instantly. I wish I'd have known that since a child.
Right.
It's just been working masterfully.
Thoracic breathing.
Instantly.
In your thorax.
Instantly though, right? But that air is that DMT, right? You literally can get high by breathing, right? You can, you know, it's almost sometimes it'd be like a laughing gas. Right when you on that air, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, helium.
Yeah. When you on that now, some people do be on that air. They be on that helium. I ain't talking about that. That's not what I'm talking. That's not what I'm promoting here. I'm talking about just breathing regular air, getting enough oxygen into your brain.
Yes.
And when that brain gets enough oxygen, right?
When I do fire breathing, I get beyond high.
Explain fire breathing. I know what it is.
So, fire breathing is interchanging the nostrils, like. Right, and you're taking those breaths at rapid paces, but you're changing the nostril. You're changing the circuits.
Is that to like hit different parts of the brain?
It is hitting different parts of the brain. So whatever I'm pulling through the right nostril is affecting the left hemisphere. Whatever I'm pulling through the right hemisphere, the right nostril, vice versa. So I'm hemi-syncing. I'm syncing up the brain, and before you know it, when you're taking those breaths and you're utilizing your stomach almost has a cauldron. So if you picture the cauldron would be like the pot that's on fire. You know what I'm saying? The pot that's on fire is creating steam. So here you are creating fire breaths. And before you know it, you know what I mean? And it's like you creating the steam, but you put some essential oils in the steam. You know what I'm saying? And before you know it, you're kind of like I don't want to use the word high.
Why?
But yeah.
Anything that puts right. you in an alternative state, number one, is a drug, right?
Yes.
And it makes you high, right? It's right. more so like, all right,
you're
so
elevated,
it's like,
you know,
you got root and you got chakra, right? Now, you know, from a metaphysical level,
you
like,
mean you got root, you got crown.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Right.
You got, thank you, brother. It's good to have one of the masters around, man. Thank you for catching that, man. So you got the root, you got the crown.
Yes, sir.
Right? You know, when you start, I was watching this movie. I don't want to give it a plug, but in the movie, he was connected and interfaced with machine. The machine had connected to his spine, right? And he had a symbiotic connection with this machine from the scarab, right? Blue Beetle. Right, from his okay. scarab that he attached to, right?
Okay.
And when he attached to it, it was funny towards the end of the movie, though. He was about to kiss this girl, and the machine was like, oh, I sense blood rushing down to your lower mid region.
Right. But,
so, you know, when we talk about like lower thinking, right? So the blood flowing, of course, and we talked about this before, but the blood flowing from the brain and all of that energy, because blood is electrical energy, right? It's life force and energy flowing right, down right. here to the neurons in your gut, closer connected to, right, your lower regions, right, your sexual activity. So it's like when you talk about getting high,
yes,
right, sometimes you can get so high where it goes above into your critical thinking analysis, your mind up here, you so tapped in, you far from thinking about sex. You thinking about what, the universe?
Yes.
You thinking about issues and things that way beyond a physical thing. You don't even feel connected to your body,
yes.
right? You so tapped in and your mind starts to have these conundrums of thought of, what does life mean? What does it mean to be? Who am I? Right?
Yes.
You start to try to answer all these philosophical questions
yes.
at the height of intellectual right thinking.
Yes.
That's when you high.
Yes.
Right? High level.
Yes.
Right? So it's nothing wrong with getting high if it's high level.
If you're going to jump into Crown Society, you're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
It's abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
Confident. Yeah. I gotta walk with my head held high because you gotta see this and you gotta see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you gotta get Crown Society today, man.
Blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X and my Che Guevara era.
I'm 19 Keys and this is High Level Conversation.